I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. The Message states, 1 Corinthians 9:19 through 23, as, "Even though I am free of the demands and expectations of everyone, I have voluntarily become a servant to any and all in order to reach a wide range of people. Religious, non-religious, meticulous moralists, loose living immoralists, the defeated, the demoralized, whoever. I didn't take on their way of life, I kept my bearings in Christ. But I entered their world and tried to experience things from their point of view. I've become just about every sort of servant there is in my attempts to lead those I meet into a God-saved life. I did all this because of the message. I didn't just want to talk about it. I wanted to be in on it." Expectations, we all have them. We expect our employee or employer to do their work or inform us of work to do. We expect our spouse to communicate their needs, wants, and wishes. We expect our children to behave a certain way and obey us as parents. We expect. The question is, do we have expectations of others in the church, our pastors, or even Jesus himself? When it comes to our faith in Christ and our participation in the community of faith, we all have certain expectations. We expect the Word of God to be preached and taught. We expect to have a time of worship, prayer, and fellowship. We expect. The Apostle Paul told the Corinthians that he was free of the demands and expectations of everyone. At first glance, we may say, well, Paul blew them off. He was above them. He didn't care. But reading further, he was not enslaved by people's demands or expectations of him. In fact, he went further and stated he was a servant, their servant. He said, "I have voluntarily become a servant to any and all in order to reach a wide range of people." It seems to me that when we face disappointment with others in the church, disagreement, or we feel let down in some way, it is because our expectations were not met. Maybe it is because we are thinking about us, my need to have my needs met. Paul says, "I'm serving others in such a way that I am not entangled in their way of life. I'm serving them so that they can see and know Jesus Christ." He wanted them to be led into a God-saved life. There was a variety of people he served. Here's the list: religious, non-religious, meticulous, moralists, loose-living, immoralists, the defeated, the demoralized. These were the individuals in the community of faith, the church, and those outside the church. Sounds like our society, doesn't it? But Paul knew the secret of not being enslaved or held captive by others' expectations. He gives the secret, yes, to be a servant, but he also says, "I kept my bearings in Christ, but I entered their world and tried to experience things from their point of view." In the moment of others' demands and expectations upon him, he was thinking of Christ and, secondly, thinking of the ones giving their demands upon him, trying to understand their side of things from their perspective. Do we see others' points of view intentionally before we demand they see ours? Do we think of others more highly than ourselves? Jesus said in Mark 12:31, "Love your neighbor the same as you love yourself." Paul practiced and stated it this way: "I've become just about every sort of servant there is in my attempt to lead those I meet into a God-saved life. I did all this because of the message. I didn't just want to talk about it. I wanted to be in on it." When faced with unfulfilled expectations, I believe this scripture passage is teaching us that we are free from expectations, but we choose to be a servant, all the while keeping our eyes on Jesus and treating others with his love, respect, and open to their views. Our humility and example in those moments may lead them to a God-saved life and give them opportunity to grow in their faith. We can rejoice in those occasions, for that is the real blessing. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.